You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
Hey, Mike found a map!
Yeah.
Hey, look, that says 1632. Is that a year or something?
No, it's your top score on pole position.
Yes, it's a year, Chuck. Look,
it's a map of our coastline.
This is tech in real life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie. It doesn't get much more real than trying to drive through Manhattan, right? Which is where we are right now.
We are in the back of a car.
Yes, we're in the back of a car. Dan Semitovich, senior producer, is being patient behind the wheel.
So what are we doing here in the back of the car?
We're going to look at dynamic mapping. Now, dynamic mapping sounds fancy, right? But really what we're doing right now is we're playing with this app Waze. That's Waze with a Z, of course. We're sort of like in the golden age of mapping right now. Lots of companies are getting very good at this. Apple, after a pretty bad start, has some good mapping technology. Google, of course, is the big player in this game. And Waze, which, by the way, is owned by Google. Waze, it sort of gamifies this stuff for users. It wants users to interact with the map. It wants users to report things. You can see over here, we were looking before, somewhere over here, there's actually a cop. Someone has reported that there is a cop. So Waze promises this kind of live updating map that tells you where the cops are.
It says tons and tons of traffic on 57th and Park. We do not want to go over there.
Don't go over to 57th and Park. Exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 icons for bad traffic.
Right. And so this is what's interesting, right? Mapping is more and more using the data of users. In the example of Waze, of course, there's actually the option to actually comment and say, hey, look, there's a cop over here. Watch out. There's a speed trap over here. Watch out. Or there's an accident that I just saw on the FDR. Just heads up. And that's, I think, leading to actually smarter maps.
Looking at these maps and all these little icons, are they always right? Or are there flaws here? Do I trust these little moving dots, or do I look out in front of me and trust my eyes?
Well, hopefully if you're driving, you're looking
right,
out in front
looking
of you
and looking
all
in front
the
anyway,
time.
Right.
But basically, these maps are most of the time just trying to give you the fastest route. And that may not always feel right, right? Maybe the map will try and get you to get off on an exit, or they'll try and send you away that you don't usually go. Sometimes speed can actually be pretty inconvenient. For instance, when I head up north into New England, as I often do, I basically avoid the hellscape that is I-95 because I hate it.
Because it's terrible.
It's terrible. And actually, in my experience, it's also more prone to accidents and traffic jams. So on average, it may be faster. But in my own anecdotal experience, I want to avoid it at all costs.
When you look at these maps in total, why are they kind of, on aggregate, accurate?
The thing that's really interesting about these maps is that most of the information comes from other drivers. If a user allows an app like Apple Maps or Google Maps to use their location data, they're providing data about where they are all the time and how fast they're moving. Mapping companies rely on this information to report on traffic, and they also make, I think, admirable efforts to anonymize that data. Google, interestingly, also relies on historical data to make predictions about the traffic at various times of day. So, like, if we're leaving for our Thanksgiving weekend, for instance, Google will not only be using the real-time traffic data, but it will also be using kind of historical context, if you will, about how long it usually takes.
So it will know that Wednesday afternoon is a terrible,
terrible
time to drive.
Time to get in the car.
Got it. Now, all of this is technically free?
Yes, but you know the saying, Lizzie, right? If the service is free, then the user is the product.
Right.
So one thing that's interesting is a lot of these map apps are really wanting to, I think, figure out a way to market to the user. Some of these map companies have been known to trade data with local governments. Waze, for instance, gets sensor and camera information from partners like municipalities, like Rio, for instance, the state of Florida. Other apps make money directly for tracking their users. There's a biking app, for instance, called Strava that makes 80 cents per tracked user from municipalities who want to improve their own database. So at the end of the day, yes, your data is being bought and sold by these apps. Sometimes it's effectively anonymized, sometimes not, but it is something that you want to think about. If you turn location reporting off, the app does work worse for you, the user, and it also works worse in the aggregate because it's not getting as much information. So they kind of have you in between a rock and a hard place if you really want to use mapping and get all the benefits.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.